This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There were five people in the office today here at Marketplace World Headquarters. Five. Our soft launch voluntary back to the office was end of March. But it's not just us who's not back, voluntary or not. We learned this week Apple has backtracked on its plan to have people come back to the office at least 3 days a week. And yes, there is a COVID wave up in the San Francisco Bay Area, but Apple and a whole bunch of other companies do find themselves negotiating the sometimes tricky balance of where we do the work that we do. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
So on one end of the water cooler, we've got employers.
We're big believers that the best work is done in person.
John Replogle runs One Better Ventures. It's a venture capital firm focusing on health and wellness. His team is mostly back in the office.
Nonverbal communication and culture, teamwork, trust are built face-to-face.
Three-quarters of HR leaders say they're having engagement issues with remote work, according to Challenger Gray and Christmas. Now, on the other side, there are employees.
The typical person does want to come in. They just don't want to come in 5 days a week. On average, in our survey data, they want to come in 2 days a week.
Nick Bloom is a professor at Stanford who studies remote work. He says, for now, employers and employees are at an equilibrium.
You know, there is any plan that was the standard plan, it will be work from home Monday, Friday, often Wednesday, come in Tuesday, Thursday.
Last year, employers didn't want to expose workers to COVID. And then, increasingly, the issue became not wanting to expose workers to annoyance, especially workers who could easily get a job elsewhere in a tight job market. Andy Challenger is a senior VP at Challenger Gray and Christmas.
We're still really in this cycle of every 3 months, companies come out with their line in the sand, the date when everybody's going to return to the office. And then as we approach that date, they have to back off of it.
But what the job market giveth, the job market can taketh away. And as the economy slows down, he says employers may get a little more leverage to drag us back in. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.